BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
Hi, here is your free download for Tuesday, the 18th of September. Before Grimmy takes over in the mornings next week, Chris gets punched by an Olympic gold-winning boxer in this podcast, and we play innuendo bingo with Luke Campbell. Classic 24 years at the tap end before the new series starts next week at lunchtimes. And brilliant news, Wing has a brand new album. We play some of the best tracks. Enjoy the free download. And here to play innuendo bingo today is Olympic gold medalist in boxing, Luke Campbell. Hello.
Hello, how are you
doing? Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Where's the jacket? Where's the medal?
It's in my bag.
Straight to the point.
Do you carry them everywhere?
Yeah, it opens a few doors, to be honest.
Does it? Right, we were talking about this yesterday. What doors does it open?
Gets me first class on the train here.
Does it?
Does it? Yeah.
Seriously?
What do you mean? So when they come round, you just, instead of like a one
I
of
don't
passes.
Show them my ticket, I just show them the medal.
Are serious?
Yeah.
Did that work?
At least he's honest.
I think it's dying off a little bit now, though.
That's amazing.
What else have you blagged? Or can you not say?
Free haircut?
Yeah, from Tony and Guy.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is brilliant.
There's my medal.
You see, this is exactly what we were saying yesterday.
Yeah.
Any club, just show them the medal.
Yeah.
It's going to work. Thank you very much for coming in today. You were just saying that you can't really go anywhere in Hull now. It's a bit of a scrum every time.
Yeah, but, you know, it's good. I enjoy it. But everyone knows me, which is good.
Bit weird, though?
Yeah, it's a bit weird. You know, it's something you've got to get used to. I was out running for the first time since the games the other morning, and I had a couple of people run beside me and start talking to me.
Oh, God, that's incredible. That's like Rocky, right?
Yeah.
The scene where he runs through the town.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
And a lot of people get gold post boxes. You've got a gold phone box in Hull.
Yeah, not only that, I've got a gold bus as well.
Have you?
Yeah.
You've got a bus, a phone box, and
a telephone box. Yeah. I think that's it.
You got a stamp as well,
and a stamp.
Haven't you?
Oh yeah, and stamp. Yeah, can't get a stamp.
Don't forget the stamp.
If that was me, I would use that phone box all the time, even though I do have a mobile phone.
Well, I've asked for the keys so I could go and empty it now and again, but
you'd send letters all the time as well, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Have you stopped using email now just to use first class post? So, what's the best thing about being a gold medalist?
Apart from
obviously the free train.
Yeah, apart from the free train and haircut.
Yeah.
You know, it's it's just been a lifelong dream, and you know, just all the hard work, dedication, sacrifice that I put into the sport. You know, that's what the medal represents to me. You know, it represents a lot more than just a medal.
You're very proud, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am very proud.
Were you pleased with your appearance on the national lottery as well?
I think he pressed the button well.
Someone could have told me that I had my collar up on my jacket, half up and half down. No one even mentioned it.
Sorry.
Thanks.
I thought that was just the look you were going for.
No.
Did you find the audience as rowdy as when you boxed?
I was getting a few mucky looks from the audience.
Yeah.
They're so loud sometimes, aren't they, the audience?
Yeah, screaming.
Right. I know. Now, Chris has got a thing. Do you want to explain what this is?
It's a weird one, though, isn't it?
Go on.
Well, I mean, getting a gold medal in what you do is the ultimate, isn't it? So my head, I'm kind of thinking, if you were to punch me, it would be being punched by the best. And for some reason in my head, that makes sense. Or
how
if
is
I
that
was
the
to,
first thing that comes into your head?
I'd say I'd like to punch you, but not in a rude way, but it's... It would be awkward then if it would be an honour.
Can you give him a dead arm?
Yeah, I can give you a dead arm.
Okay,
if you want one. If you want
Are we
one.
Doing this now?
Yeah. Like that.
Have that. Ow.
Okay, right. I think he just wants to see how much it will hurt.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Is this actually happening? Go on then.
I'm up for it.
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
Doing this now?
If you are.
Here you go.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Right or left?
What do you mean? I don't like it. Oh, come
him.
On. That's not the goal.
Oh, actually.
That did hurt. Yeah.
Did that hurt?
Oh, God.
Okay, you've gone red.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
And now it's time for Dear Scott. Have you sent me an email this week? Then you might be on. the Posh Radio 4 lady, reading out your emails and texts. First one.
Hi there. I've just sent you some breakfast show jingles.
Oh, we were saying about this yesterday. For this being the shortest breakfast show in Radio 1's history. 1 week, thanks very much. We were after some jingles that we could just maybe play this week.
If you could take the time to check them out, my five-year-old daughter Isabella, the voiceover, would be very grateful. Cheers, Stevie.
OK, thank you very much, Stevie. I look forward to hearing this. I've not heard it yet. So, here are our new jingles.
The Scott Mills Breakfast Show on BBC Radio 1. But where's Grimmy?
That's the question we're all asking.
I like that.
He's in Ibiza. Let's hear it again.
The Scott Mills Breakfast Show on BBC Radio 1. But where's Grimmy?
It's very professionally done.
But that's a lot more professional than I was expecting, almost.
But where's Grimmy?
That's Isabella there. Thanks for that, Stevie.
It almost sounds like a bit of a complaint, though.
Where is he? Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, PR4L, and the one that doesn't speak. I've been a listener to your podcasts for a while now, but never bothered to email in until Scott said anything gets on Dear Scott.
It does, especially in weeks like this, where we do it every day. So if you send an email today, maybe when you get to work, or to uni, or college, or whatever, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, you'll pretty much get on. Make sure you've got something to say, maybe a question or something you want to tell us.
So, a few months ago, you were talking about the girl that crashed in the drive-thru. So I thought I'd tell you about my sister, who crashed in a car wash.
Car washes scare me.
I mean, they are...
They make me feel very claustrophobic.
Yeah.
It was one of them automated ones, where you drive in onto this belt, and it pulls you along through the different stages while you just sit and chill.
I'm not keen.
Well, my sister drove in, and it started pulling her along, and then next thing she knew, she was being dragged into the big side-washing brushes.
Okay, go on.
She tried to turn the wheel, but forgot she was on a conveyor belt, so it just made the situation worse. By this point, she was stuck in the side, having the same part of her car washed over and over again.
See, that's my worst nightmare. I hate it when the brushes come over.
I like the old school stories where you suddenly realise the aerial's up.
Yeah.
You've got about 20 seconds to run out and unscrew the aerial whilst it heads towards the brushes.
Doesn't happen so much now.
To cut a long story short, she had to beep her horn to get the attendant's attention, who then had to stop the car wash, ask all the other cars behind to back out of the way, and then rescue her.
Awful.
Needless to say, she hasn't been back.
Well, you would never go back, would you?
No.
Because everyone's got to back away and back out. And it's your fault.
Love you. Melissa, age 20, Isle of Man. Shoe size 4 to 5, but usually a 5 with insoles. Smiley.
That's just reminded me. This isn't very interesting. I had a dream about the Isle of Man last night.
Did you?
It's not interesting. I was on the Isle of Man, and I've never been there, and I don't know why I was there, but it's just suddenly popped into my head when you said Isle of Man there.
And what did you...
I can't even remember.
If you've never been...
I think I was in a helicopter flying over the Isle of Man.
Good place?
It was lovely from what I... can remember. Next.
Hi Scott, new jingle for your show attached. Oscar off of New Zealand.
Oh, we got two now.
Oh wow.
And all the way from New Zealand, here's Oscar's jingle.
Scott in the morning crew.
Yes.
I like it. It's
that's my favourite.
Quite jazzy, isn't it?
Can you give us another burst?
That would work, though. Like, out of the news or something. Yeah.
Scott in the Morning Crew.
And coming up for you on Scott in the Morning Crew, we've got more Dear Scott and also 24 Years at the Tap End.
Yes.
And Innuendo Bingo coming up at 9:45. Good morning. Yeah.
Yeah,
I like it.
That's a keeper.
Yeah. I think the bosses will really like that. Next.
Hi Scott, Chris, Becky and the PR4L. I really enjoyed Chris's movie reviews today, especially his review of The Shawshank Redemption. It's my favourite film.
Yes, we've been doing this on our lunchtime show, where Chris reviews movies that you may not have seen, but probably should have, because you don't know anything about films.
No.
This is not like a really good film review like Rihanna does on Greg's show. This is like beginner's film reviews.
Yeah, your honest man's review, if you will. Not that Rihanna's not honest, I just mean that,
Yes?
So I sometimes think her reviews are a bit too professional.
If you don't want that from a film reviewer, do you? Someone being professional.
Do you know what I mean?
No. Anyway, continue.
ITV2 must have really liked his review too, as they're showing it now.
Yes, this happened. I think we did the review last Friday, and you just randomly chose Shawshank Redemption as the film to watch the night before to review on the Friday.
I wasn't aware it was on the TV.
Well, as I said before, most of the films that Chris reviews have been on ITV2 at least 70 times. That night, what appears on ITV2? The flipping Shawshank Redemption.
Mm.
Now, that's surely not a coincidence. They were probably listening on Friday afternoon and thought, right, lads, did you hear that? They just reviewed the Shawshank Redemption. Let's get the DVD out, put that on. I think they may have changed the schedule.
Blimey.
Yeah. Makes a change from I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry again.
Or the Bourne Supremacy.
That's always on.
Thanks for all the laughs. Greg, off of Royston near Cambridge.
No problem, and thank you to ITV2 for kindly changing the schedule to fit in with our show last Friday.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Everyone is so proud of what Team GB achieved this summer.
I can't believe how the nations just got together and just as one, and just they're all so happy for us. It's brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. Really good. Yeah. So thank you so much for coming in today.
His gold medal here, Scott.
Oh, let's have a look.
Oh, gosh.
That's actually the second time I've seen that, but it's still impressive. Still good.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to put this on a video later on. I think we're videoing this. Yes, we are. We're videoing this now. So it'll be up on the Radio 1 YouTube a bit later on. It is time to witness the wetness. It's time for Innuendo Bingo, our greatest team. Now, who's Jimmy Stevenson, Luke? Is he someone that you work with, or...?
Yeah, he's a coach at my local boxing club.
Right, OK, he's been on, and he's saying that you're a top bloke, but do feel free to spit the water all over Chris. He says that, and he's in your gym, so he knows what he's talking about.
Okay.
Don't hold back, all right?
I've usually got to listen to instructions, so...
Yeah,
sorry.
OK, well, that's his instruction. OK.
I'm a bit scared about doing this.
It's fine. So if you could both put a lot of water in your mouth, please. I'm going to play you some clips of innuendo. There's a no-hands rule, Luke, so if you feel it coming out of your mouth, you can't put your hands up to stop it. It just needs to flood out, either in the bin or on Chris's face. OK, so our first bit of innuendo is Bob Harris on Radio 2. Here we go.
Does my ring burn your finger?
Oh no, he's gonna.
Does my ring burn your finger?
He's good. Okay, swallow that. Well held. Well held.
Well held.
I knew you wouldn't hold that, Chris. Like I said, Luke, feel free to spit it at him. Now, Amanda of Salisbury has been on. This is from the audience on Channel 4. We all know this feeling.
It's obviously going to be really difficult and painful, but it really is just time to move on. And I hope you know that.
Oh, I don't know what I'll say. You know, the only time I ever cried in my life is when one of my cockerels got squashed.
Luke is gone. Well played.
My cockerels got squashed.
I hate that when it happens.
Mm.
Okay. Feel free to aim it in the direction of...
No, why do you keep saying this?
Chris.
He's off.
Okay. We've got a classic now. Oh, it's the lottery, actually. National Lottery with Dale Winton.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
This is a fun game.
Delight this game.
Who's wettest so far?
It's sort of a draw at the moment.
Okay, yeah. All right, more water, please. Nice big gulp there. Okay, here we go. Rashi, thank you very much for spotting this one. I have to say, on Dragon's Den, the dragons are getting more and more inappropriate.
I won't be investing.
No, but thank you very much.
I'm out.
Georgia, can I say it was a real pleasure to have your mum in the den.
Thank you.
Luke's fine.
It was a real pleasure to have your mum in the den.
No. He's not budging on that one. Chris, you're so mature.
I
know. More water, please. Bethany and Kefili, thank you for this one. Let's go over to the Ladies Golf Open on BBC Two. And Peter Alice, off of Golf Commentating, getting a little bit personal.
She's only a little tot with very strong wrists. Always beware the women with strong wrists.
It's not even at the end. You right, Chris? Shall I continue? More water, please, Luke. See if you can get to the end.
She's only a little tot with very strong wrists. Always beware the women with strong wrists. She grips fairly well down the shaft, Ken, doesn't she?
You all right there, Luke?
Yeah.
It's going well now, I'm enjoying it. Right, where's West?
It's sort of all over the jeans at the moment, it's fine. Yeah.
Okay, just the
jeans. You can deal with this, yeah.
She grips fairly well down the shaft, Ken, doesn't she?
Okay.
He's all right.
Good. Right, so here's a classic for you. Got your water there?
Mm-hmm.
This bloke's got a weird job.
You are top boner, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
How long have you been here?
17 years.
17 years, and how quickly could you bone these two turkeys out?
35 seconds each, I would give you some.
Several spurts there from Luke Campbell. Doing well.
Right, you right there, Chris?
Yes.
Good fun, this.
Okay.
You enjoying it, Luke?
Yeah.
Okay. Ellis in West Yorkshire, thank you for spotting this one. Is Downton Abbey on after 9 o'clock on ITV1? I'm not sure. If it's not, it definitely should be.
I thought them very down on him.
That is because you know nothing.
And wasn't he down on them?
Fine. Okay, good. Try this one, a classic from Farming Today.
We've now got the strap on, clipped on, and I can now winch her leg up.
Good work, Luke. Very good. Ready for one more? Loads of water for this one, please.
Yep.
Who's seen Doctors lately? Is that still on BBC One? Amanda in Bristol spotted this one. It's changed since I last saw it.
What's going on?
Some little vandals just sprayed his crud all over my rear entrance.
Can you not?
Try again.
Some little vandals just sprayed his crud all over my rear entrance.
He's done well!
Unbelievable.
Very, very well played, Luke. And you can swallow that now. Okay, good. Thank you very much for playing Innuendo Bingo today. I hope you've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And there'll be a video of that a bit later on. Luke, good to see you. Thank you very much for coming in. You right there, Chris?
Yeah.
Quite civilised today, but good fun.
Yeah, it was good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, come on. Gold medal winning boxer Luke Campbell. Get him one last time. Right, do a run up. Go on.
What's happening?
Punch him.
I'm pushing.
And go on, and...
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
We are bringing back 24 years at the tap end. A new season... And it's readings from the autobiography of my friend Chris's life. Are you ready for this? Have you got new stories?
Oh, me?
Yeah. It's your autobiography.
It's a tricky one, isn't it? Because we covered so much stuff before, but a lot has happened since then, which we can talk about.
Oh, excellent. Is it going to be recent ones? Because they'll be really good.
Yeah. I mean, we can do some of that, and then we can try to think of some more older stuff that we didn't talk about in the last lot.
Don't seem to have found a publisher to make this into a book as of yet, no. So it's still just a radio feature. I can't think why that is. Weird one, isn't it? Also, I think we need a theme tune, because there wasn't one last time, and I think it missed it. Because I like it when people sing their own theme tune.
You want me to sing the theme tune?
I think so.
You see, I'm not so sure.
Every great show has the theme tune done by that person themselves.
Like what? No show.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay.
Thank you.
I could be the Fresh Prince of Pin Air.
Yes, that's...
Clever.
Awful, but yes. What other ones have there been? There have been a few over the years, I think, where they've done their own theme tune.
What kind of style? Are we talking here, like, if I was to, say, be able to get hold of a gospel choir, and we did, like, a sort of...
What contacts do you have in the gospel community? Where can you just get a gospel... Well, let's say if I was to get a gospel choir, where?
I'm just saying, if I could, in theory, get hold of one, would you like that?
Hello, you know I love a gospel. Every time I hear No Regrets by Dappy, who wants to be singing that song? Me.
But I'm sort of open to ideas. Unless someone out there wants to write the theme tune, sing the theme tune. That could be good as well.
I want you to do it.
Oh.
Right, so 24 Years at the Tap End is back next week. And a classic one we're going to play next to get you ready for it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hiya, Kelsey.
Hello.
Fancy playing a bit of a game of Real or No Real?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, let's do it. So, 10 Scott Mills points for everyone you get right. Chris is here, Kelsey's on the phone, and I've got some facts from Uber Facts that I follow on Twitter. We do this in the afternoon. Some of them are real, some of them are just made up, okay? So they're not real at all. You just say real or no real. The fake facts are made up by Marlon Dingle off Emmerdale. I don't know why he does this. Surely he's too busy being in Emmerdale, but he's got this site and he just puts up fake facts on there. Chris is keeping a score. Are you ready, Kelsey?
Yep.
Is this fact real or no real?
Hello, I'm Ian.
Oh. Why Hello. Is he on?
Is that real or
Why is
no
he introducing
real?
Himself?
Hello, I'm Ian.
Right, real. That's the Hi, voice Ian. Of the facts. Bless him. That is real, yeah. Here's your first one.
Turkish Delight was originally called Turkey's Delight and was fed to them as a treat before Christmas.
Real?
So you think that's real?
Yeah.
Let's hear it again.
Turkish Delight was originally called Turkey's Delight and was fed to them as a treat before Christmas.
Yeah, that's a real.
So they just feed the turkeys as a little treat.
I kind of think this is real because I think Turkish Delight is rank, basically.
I love it.
Which I know might be controversial.
So you're saying it could easily be pet food?
Yeah. Pet treats.
It's like flowers, so, you know.
I love it. Do you hate it?
Yeah, I hate it.
Okay. So, is Turkish Delight actually Turkey's Delight and a little Christmas present to the turkeys?
No real.
Oh.
Aww.
Nope, they saved it for the humans.
And...
No, no. Next.
If you successfully sneeze with your eyes open, your brain sends a message to your right leg, forcing you to kick out aggressively.
So, no, that's not real.
Sneeze and kick.
No, because you always shut your eyes, don't you?
If you successfully sneeze with your eyes open, your brain sends a message to your right leg, forcing you to kick out aggressively.
So if your eyes are open, you will kick out aggressively with your leg.
No,
Kelsey?
That's not real.
No?
No.
I think it's impossible to sneeze
yeah,
with your eyes open. It. So I think this is not real.
That is no real.
Oh! Doing well, Kelsey.
Thank
and
you.
Next.
Zebras are actually black with white stripes.
That's just stupid.
I've never thought of that before. So, yeah, which way around is it?
Yeah.
They're saying black with white stripes.
Zebras are actually black with white stripes.
Real or no real, Chris?
No real.
Kelsey?
Not real.
That is real.
Oh. I know. See, there's something to take to college today.
Pardon?
Yeah, there's something to take to college today, a bit of fact for you.
Of course, yeah.
Next.
If you touch your tongue while yawning, it can stop the yawn.
So if you touch your tongue while you're yawning, who would actually think to do that? He won't yawn. Kelsey?
Nah, no, that's not real.
Sorry, so if you just touch your tongue with your finger, or do you mean your nose or something like...
Touch what? Your tongue with your nose? I'd like to see you try.
When yawning.
Overtired. A what?
Whilst yawning, that would be difficult.
If you touch your tongue while yawning, it can stop the yawn.
I think the fact he says it can, and not definitely will, I'm going to say real.
Kelsey, you're saying not.
Yeah.
Real!
Wow.
Yeah.
And your next fact, or is it?
We're actually addicted to pop music. A catchy song sends a rush of dopamine to parts of the brain, which we perceive as pleasurable.
Addicted to pop. Real or no real, Kelsey?
Real, I think, that one.
It doesn't kind of say what pop, though, does it? Does it mean proper pop?
What, like music or...
Yeah,
music?
Like... I mean, a catchy tune.
Yeah, well, yeah, music then.
I'm thinking real.
Both saying real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is real.
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, now you can listen to Justin Bieber with no guilt. And next.
If you take the speed of light and divide it by the speed of sound, you get the average time it takes for an owl to travel the world once.
What?
What do you think?
Not real?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Not real.
Let me hear it again.
If you take the speed of light and divide it by the speed of sound, you get the average time it takes for an owl to travel the world once.
And that's too much mass for this time of
morning. It's a bit of a head fizz, isn't it? So no real, Kelsey?
No, not real.
Chris?
No real.
That is no real.
Good, because I wouldn't have been able to work it out. And at the end of that round of real or no real,
I've got 40, Kelsey got 30.
Oh.
Aww.
That's all right, though. 30 Scott Mills points to add to your collection is good. All right?
Yeah.
If you're listening at home or on the way to work, 10 Scott Mills points for everyone you got correct. Have a good day, Kelsey.
Thank you. Bye.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so let's go back in time. This is a repeat. You've heard it before. Don't text in and say you've heard it before because it is a repeat. It's time for a classic, 24 Years at the Tap End. Oh, it's all going blurry.
I thought we'd go to my 15th year at the Tap End, if you're keen.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Ready?
Ready.
It had been a bumpy ride, but it was finally the last day of my GCSE exams. Revision is a mother, mainly because of the sheer quantity of exams you have to take. For about a month, the exams had taken over, and it was almost a different subject every day. Revision had been tricky for me. I always found revision difficult, but got through it by listening to the radio and making different coloured revision cards. So what I'd do is, because there's loads of different subjects, you would do a different coloured card for each different subject. Because I struggled with having loads and loads of books, so I'd condense that book into one small card, which is quite a skill.
It's also an amazing time-wasting tactic. The amount of revision timetables you can do, cards you can do, rewriting, writing again,
just
more writing.
Off. Putting it off.
Highlighting, yeah. That's also good.
And you get a lush trip to Stationers as well.
Yes!
Which is one of my favourite shops.
I'd love to do a trolley dash in a seat. And a trolley dash is still on? You know, like when you win and then go round. I'm all about old competitions at the moment. I wanted to win my height in something the other day.
Hey.
I said that I was going to get some stilts and wear really long trousers.
I always found it hard to motivate myself with revision and was the kind of person that would create to-do lists to make to-do lists. Webbo was aiming for the A stars and A's and had been completely off the radar for weeks. But I was round at Dougsy's a fair bit during the revision period. I spent a large amount of my GCSE revision time knocking down a small outhouse in Dougsy's garden and clearing the land to help build a conservatory. His family were grateful for my help, but wouldn't let Dougsy join in as they wanted him to concentrate on revision.
The parents, so they were happy for you to fail all your exams, so they got a lush conservatory, but their son had to sit and revise.
Yeah, it was a really weird situation. He was in the window above, upstairs, watching me whilst he was revising, whilst I sort of did the manual labour in his garden.
Why didn't he just go around to your parents and build their extension?
I think it was because they were much more bothered about him getting good grades.
Oh, yeah, but don't bother about you. They should be bothered about you as well, failing. I hope they feel bad if they're listening.
Generally, though, it had all gone all right. There had been stressful times, and in a really weird kind of way, it was quite sad knowing that this was going to be the end of school. We had all been told that there isn't much of a better feeling than walking out of the exam hall on the last day, and that is so true. Knowing you've got the whole summer ahead of you is the one. For us, the possibilities were endless. We had the whole summer to do anything we wanted. The summer was ours to take advantage of, and we did, in style. It was about midday on the day I finished my last exam, and I got the train home from Watford to Pinner. By lucky coincidence, Dougsy and Webbo also had their final exam that afternoon, so like I always did to celebrate exams, I walked into a cottage of chicken and waited for the lads. A couple of hours later, Dougsy and Webbo came and joined me, smiles on their faces. We'd waited for this day for a very long time.
Couple of hours?
Yeah.
In the cottage of chicken?
Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun.
So this is an actual cottage made of chicken?
No, it's a normal chicken shop restaurant.
Right.
Can you call them chicken restaurants?
Yeah.
Not really restaurants,
they're
are
like
they?
Like Dallas.
Yes, the Dallas.
What do you mean, like Dallas?
They're like Dallas, isn't it? Like chicken shop.
It's just a shop where you buy chicken.
Yeah.
And cheaper than the normal one.
Or my favourite one near me, FKC.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. It was one of those. Yeah. It was a sunny day, and after some tasty chicken, we headed straight for the park. Although the possibilities were endless, the excitement had slightly worn off, and we were struggling to think of many things we couldn't do before. We kicked around a football for an hour or so and watched some of the girls passing by. There were a few in the park sunbathing, so we would kick the ball over towards them for a closer look.
There's nothing that quite says you're interested in the big smack in the face of the football, is there?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
What do you mean?
It's just annoying.
Well, no, because there's no other reason why you'd be talking to them unless you know your ball has gone over towards them.
Yeah, we're not hitting them in the head.
No, but you just sort of softly kick it towards them, make out you've misfired or something, and then you go collect your ball, say good day.
Good day.
Well, lovely day, isn't it?
Yeah. Doff your hat and off you are.
Yeah, I would if I had one.
Have you ever been hit in the face by a football?
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, smarts, doesn't it?
Are you saying that every time that happened, I should have looked around for the person with hearts coming out of their eyeballs? Like
no, but
cartoons.
I wasn't kicking balls in girls' faces. I was just rolling the ball over near them to go say hello.
Like balls, like ball.
Yeah, a bit like that, yeah.
I thought that was what old people did. Are you saying that's the seduction technique of the 16s?
Well, it probably is if they're rolling it towards a woman on the other side, aren't they?
Is it more like bowling, we say?
And if you really like when you've got to have the sidebars down in order to guarantee you get a strike.
Strike!
It was difficult to kickstart some banter with the various different girls sunbathing. Most were reading books or listening to music. It did, however, give us a good excuse to get close. It came to my turn, and I went for a girl I could see in the distance. I kicked the ball hard.
Oh, God.
It was a beautiful shot, the ball losing speed so that it slowly bumped off the side of her outstretched leg. I had followed up this beautiful shot with a slow jog, but as I approached, I realised I had badly misjudged the situation. On the other side of her was a sleeping bloke, and he was quite hench. She tipped up her glasses and looked up at me. She was quite fit, but I was quick to back off.
Why did you back off?
Well, because the bloke was lying there, wasn't he?
Okay. But he was asleep.
He was, yeah, but I'm not that kind of bloke. I apologised, but wasn't keen to lift the ball from between her legs, and she wasn't being forthcoming in handing it back.
Awkward.
Perhaps she didn't realise. At this point, the sleeping giant awoke, removed his sunglasses and looked up at me. I couldn't believe it. My first thought was tragedy. It was none other than Lee Latchford Evans.
Off Steps?
Off Steps fame. What are the chances, eh? I stared at him for a minute, not knowing what to do or what to ask.
Is the ball still between her legs?
Yeah, sort of just... Yeah, sort of between her legs, but near the feet.
Sure.
I looked at him and asked if I could have my ball back.
Oh, God.
He asked where it was, and still in shock, I said, between your girlfriend's legs. With hindsight, I'm sure there are some lad points for that, but he just laughed. Stood up and bizarrely started doing a few kick-ups. The other lads came over and he joined us for a bit of a kickabout. Top bloke.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
And he wasn't bad about the whole balls in your girlfriend thing either. He was fine.
Yeah, sure. The what?
The ball being between the girlfriend's leg. He was a top bloke. I see him every now and then on the underground, but never have the courage to speak to him.
He's a personal trainer now.
He is, yeah.
And also, of course, part of the Steps reunion coming soon.
It had... Why are you plugging that? Mm. You involved?
Am I? No.
It did sound like then you were getting some sort of free album or something.
Out now.
Yeah.
No, I'm not involved in any way. I just know that they're doing a tour.
It had been an incredible afternoon. and a brilliant start to a summer of fun. Potentially one of the best summers of my life. This summer would see me join a bowls club and later find out my GCSE results. But that was all to come. For now, I was just happy to live for the moment. We went back to the cottage of chicken and toasted the future.
For a second time that day?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Just felt right.
So this momentous day was basically kicking a football around.
Yeah.
Eating chicken and meeting Lee Latchford Evans.
Yeah, well, I'd finished my GCSEs.
Oh, yeah, and that, yeah.
You know, it's a strong day in any young person's life.
Sure.
But made all the better for meeting Lee Latchford Evans.
The Latch.
Genuinely was him as well.
You know, seriously, Chris.
You don't need to do that for him.
It's not exactly... No, it really was George Clooney. We're talking about The Latch.
Still a legend.
That was an old tap end. Some people are confused. We're playing classic ones this week because it returns for a new season. It's going to be on at lunchtimes. So strap yourself in. All new season of Tap End. 1:45, Monday and Wednesday, starting next week.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know Ryan Tedder off One Republic?
Yeah.
Wrote some of those incredible songs for Adele's album, 21.
Did he?
Yeah. I think he... Was it Set Fire to the Rain he did? He did a couple of the songs on there anyway. Mm. Obviously, one of the biggest albums ever. Now, I was told at the time... Obviously, Adele was known, but not as well known as she is now. I heard that Ryan Tedder was listening to our show, and he heard this, which we played a few years back now.
She has one of the UK's finest voices. She's the Brit Award-winning, multi-platinum-selling Adele. Now she returns with a brand new album. Adele laughs popular TV themes. A whole album of Adele's favourite shows through the medium of laughter. Adele does This Is Your Life. Listen to a soul superstar cackle The Simpsons. And many more. Hear Adele's dirty laugh taking on some classic themes. Adele laughs popular TV themes. The new album.
Now that's years old now, right? But I heard that Ryan Tedder heard that on our show and he met Adele in a lift at a record company one day. I think they might share the same label. And he was like, oh, hey, you're the one with the laugh I heard on the radio. Then they got together, made some music on that album, and we're here.
So what are you saying? Are you trying to take credit?
I'm saying
for
that
Adele's
surely
album.
There should be some monies due to me.
Okay, brilliant.
Just for introducing them kind of in the first place.
Yeah.
That's the story I heard anyway. That so through that laugh that we played on this show, that's how they ended up working together and producing some beautiful music on 21.
Mm.
I don't have evidence, but I think if I was in America, I would sue right now. I want to know how much I might be entitled to.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ewan in Scarborough, good morning to you. He's just come back from Atlanta, Georgia, y'all. And he's been listening to our podcast while he's been away in America. And do you remember that theory we were saying last week? That if you speak to an American girl in a British accent, she will find it immediately hot and you'll be all hers? Not necessarily the case.
Really?
No, Ewan is saying it doesn't always work. He was in Atlanta and then Vegas for a bit and San Francisco. He would say, like, 2 out of 5 times it worked. And they're like, oh my God, your accent. I think we should do some calls maybe later this week where you call up America and see if they just fall for you on the phone.
Do I have to ham up the accent?
I think it needs to be Hugh Grant style.
Right.
Hello. Like he needs to be bumbling English guy.
Hello.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
I think that's what they find hot. Did I say yesterday I was in a cab and I was halfway to where I wanted to be and the cab driver puts his speaker thing on so I can hear him in the back and he goes, mate? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I'm not going to charge you. But I'm going to be sick. So you need to get out.
Did I tell you this?
No. And then just drop me off in some dual carriageway.
What?
So I was like, oh, all right then. and just got out.
And he drove off?
Yeah, I was going to pay him, but I was like, actually, no. So I got a free ride, but it was literally... He was fine for the whole start of the journey. All right, mate, where do you want to go? All fine. And then suddenly, it just obviously... You know when it just comes on all really quick?
Yeah.
Like, mate, I'm not going to charge you, but I'm going to be sick. And then I was out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Next.
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky, if appropriate, TOTDS, and the PR4L.
If appropriate.
Just a quick email to let you know that our favourite singer, Wing, has a new album out.
No way. See, Wing's gone off my radar
it's
for a while.
Television Radio Heroes.
It sounds good.
Snappy.
So this is our favourite singer who lives in New Zealand. She is originally from China. China? Hong Kong. And she performed at Radio 1's Big Weekend a few years back now. And that was in Maidstone.
This was one of the greatest things I ever heard on your show. Wing yes. is a legend.
She is a legend. Look her up. If you Google Wing, she is the first thing that appears, which I really am impressed by as well. And I flew her over with my own money from New Zealand to perform at the Big Weekend. She's got a new album out. Excellent news.
Poker Face is a particular highlight.
Oh, God.
Love you, bye. Sandra in Royal Leamington Spa.
Okay.
This is going to be amazing already.
So, let's play some of Wing's new album. Should we have this first? What song's this?
Gaga. Yeah. Poker Face.
Bit slower. I can already tell this is going to be great. Oh, come on, love, get on with it. Imagine here she is coming on in a coffin.
Recorded with like a studio engineer, is there someone sitting there going brilliant?
Oh yeah, of course.
That is a work of art.
Let's do one more. What song is it?
Oh,
from
Lord,
Wings,
Justin Bieber, isn't
Wings
it?
New album.
Justin Bieber, yeah.
Correct.
Oh, no.
Right, what's this one? All quite current songs.
Sounds like Balls of Disappointment, the song we made.
Any ideas yet?
I don't have a clue.
I think her voice really suits this song.
Is this Lana Del Rey?
Correct!
What?
It's Born to Die. So thank you very much for bringing Wing's new album to our attention. Correct, that was Lana Del Rey. Right, I've got one more. You'll get this straight away.
fly, sure stay. I would only be in your way.
Come on.
So I go, but I know.
I don't know what's going on.
Every step of the way.
Do you recognize it?
What's that? Oh, this one, yeah.
Oh, this
will
one.
Always love you.
Beautiful. That's great.
I love her.
So, Wing's still going. The download site says, if you like Wing, you might like... Guess who you might like?
Professor Green?
No.
I don't know.
William Hung and Madonna.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All this and more can normally be found live on Radio 1 between 1 and 4 weekday lunchtimes. This week we're on in the morning. If you can't listen that early, make sure you get this free podcast again tomorrow. Thanks. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.